So whichever order you think is best for this.
I think we'll go with the MOU from Baltimore City.
I'm sure you've read it. So I'm assuming you've read it.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make a couple of points about it.
So we've been working a long time because we know that we want to provide customized support to improve Maryland's lowest performing schools. And we know that 87% of the lowest performing Title I schools are in Baltimore City. And you indicated at the early part of this year that you hoped that we would have this focused emphasis on Baltimore City and providing some kind of really orchestrated type of support. And Tierra Booker Dwyer and I have reported to you several times, and I have to give credit to Tierra for really heading up this entire initiative, but we've worked very hard this year to come up with a memorandum of understanding with Baltimore City that's a signed agreement that does really identify targeted support that we'll provide to Baltimore City for leadership development, instructional transformation, culture improvement, and their essential turnaround for essentials for school turnaround. And we have begun on these deliverables back, I guess, since we started in January. Tierra now has a full cohort of staff that she works with. They're out in the schools. I know that Ms. Izzard attended the training in the summer. We started with leadership training. There's a big focus on training leadership teams within each school. There'll be a lot of monitoring going on, and I think the real piece that Dr. Salmon would like me to mention is that we now have an opportunity to really have some oversight in the kinds of interventions they're using and ensuring that they're research-based, evidence-based programs. We'll be working with Dara as well to make sure that we're looking at those, but we're in there almost every day. Tierra's group is. So we just wanted you to see the MOU and to know that Dr. Santelises has agreed that we're going to have this as an emphasis. She's changed some of the leadership in her schools to be sure she has really seasoned, effective administrators in those priority schools, and that is our focus for this year, utilizing staff from across many of our divisions. It's not just out of Tierra's department, but she's helping to coordinate with Title I, with the Division of what I'll call instruction right now, and with Dr. Lawson's team as well. So we think that we are really going across the department to provide these services, and we're going to monitor, and we're going to look at data, and we're going to look at the kind of supports and training that they need to be effective. So I'll just say that much.
Great. No action needed from us.
No, just the, the recognition that we've never had this level of support and cooperation before that I can find documented at MSDE. So
questions?
The only step we can take without things we can't
correct.
Do.
Right.
Put it that way.
Yep.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Is this a public document?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.